A duet for mandolin and guitar there with Gertrude Veehoffen, Michael Troster. It's the music of Vivaldi to start off our Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. We have a Haydn cello concerto next, and then a polka fantastique, and some English music built on an English folk song by Frederick Delius. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, presenting a debut collaboration with Missouri choral artists with works by Bach, Britten, and more, Saturday, November 15th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Tickets and details at BachAriaSoloists.com. Here's Yo-Yo Ma soloing in Haydn's second cello concerto now on Kansas Public Radio. Featuring Yo-Yo Ma. Yo-Yo Ma with the English Chamber Orchestra for the second Haydn cello concerto this Wednesday morning on Kansas Public Radio at just about 20 minutes before 10. Stay tuned for Frederick Delius, Over the Hills and Far Away. Though he was an English composer, he was actually inspired by the views in Norway to write that. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio from KU. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and be with us in the noon hour when Vivaldi has a concerto for four violins for you, plus a mystical-sounding harp and string quintet by Arnold Bax, and Spanish variations for piano and orchestra. Classical music from noon to three on KPR. The Mephisto Mask by Edmund Dede, a polka fantastique. Gunther Schuller and Gerard Schwartz, trumpeter with the Columbia Chamber Symphony. Next hour, at about 10:30, we'll be hearing a great piece by Brahms. It was sort of a practice sketch, practice run for his symphonies, which would follow. It's the Serenade No. 2. It's rustic and has lots of dance-like tunes in it. Great music continues right here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, a piece by Frederick Delius. He wrote in the late 1890s, and he was inspired by his experiences with nature, especially in Norway. And there are two main themes in this, valleys and mountains. The song-like, the gentle theme, is for the valleys, and when it gets all majestic, that's the mountains. Sort of a fantasy overture by Frederick Delius, Over the Hills and Far Away, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Here's Prelude No. 7 by Talon Smith and played by Talon Smith at the piano. Talon Smith's Prelude No. 7 from Opus 1 on KPR.
It's Michelle Martination, Context, Accountability, on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live and local, and we're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. If you've got an old car that has a lot of personality wrapped up in it, a lot of history, and you can't bear to sell it, well, do the next best thing. Donate it to KPR. A tow truck will pick it up, and you might get a tax deduction. KansasPublicRadio.org. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. It's 10:01. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in
NPR News, New York.
The mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, says the death toll from yesterday's plane crash has now risen to 9 people. A UPS cargo plane was trying to take off when it caught fire, exploded, and crashed. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 25 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics with Nuremberg, a new thriller starring Russell Crowe, Rami Malek, and Michael Shannon about the historic post-World War II trial of Nazi official Hermann Göring. Starts Friday in theaters. This is KPR. An overture by Mozart's contemporary Antonio Salieri. That was the overture to the opera The Stolen Bucket, which was based on a real story. In 1325, there were two rival Italian towns, and one town stole the bucket from the public well of the other town as kind of a trophy, and they didn't want to give it back. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. We'll go from Salieri to Schubert next, and Johannes Brahms at about 10:30 in his wonderful, rustic, dance-like Serenade No. 2 in A major. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where support for the music comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's fall concert, featuring choreography by guest artist Jessica Shen. It's November 14th through the 16th in Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu. And from Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas. Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. Here's the trio Larky Budelli playing the string trio in B-flat. It's Franz Schubert Chamber Music now on KPR. In two movements, the string trio in B-flat by Franz Schubert, played by a little ensemble called Larky Budelli. Coming up next hour, we have two pianists warming up across the hall in Kansas Public Radio's live performance studio. Tatiana Dorakova will play a Mozart sonata for us, and Dmitri Yudin will play the Fantasy in F-sharp minor by Mendelssohn, part of the program coming up November 13th with the students of Stan Yudenich from Park University's International Center for Music. So we'll have those pieces, but between now and then we have Brahms and a tarantella, and also later some Mozart, an early symphony of his, the Eighth. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And from 715 Restaurant in downtown Lawrence, offering an event space located at 725 Massachusetts for private parties. More at 715mass.com. Here's a great piece by Brahms. He wrote a couple of serenades for orchestra, getting ready to write his symphonies. Here's the Serenade No. 2 on KPR. Great music by Johannes Brahms, perfect for a fall day like today. That was his Serenade No. 2 in A major, with lots of kind of sounding like old rustic dance tunes, but all coming from the mind of Brahms. István Kertész and the London Symphony Orchestra. Right after the news, we'll have a quick tarantella, and then Two students from the Park University International Center for Music will play for us ahead of their November 13th recital at the 1900 building in Mission Woods. They're all the students of Stan Udenich. We'll hear Tatiana Dorokova and Dmitry Yudin in just a little bit here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Support for News Next on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15 KU icons. It's tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, Dole Fellow and former Kosovar diplomat Chendrim Gashi in conversation with Pierre Shimonovich, November 13th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Live from NPR News is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to making mental well-being a priority and offering support and taking on everything life demands, with therapists available to communicate via video chat or phone at betterhelp.com/public. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
That's Mozart, one of his earlier symphonies, number 8, played by the Prague Chamber Orchestra on KPR, where support for the music comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, presenting a debut collaboration with Missouri choral artists, with works by Bach, Britten, and Moore, Saturday, November 15th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Tickets and details at bacharyasoloists.com. And from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Xavier Foley on bass, Thursday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
The Trump administration is firing scores of them themselves on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Starting at 3 o'clock right here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12 noon. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olmsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Let's take a peek at the playlist, see what Jeff Watson's got going on for the afternoon. Oh, well, about 2:30, listen for the Butterfly Lovers Violin Concerto. Has a beautiful story in it. Also, some Mendelssohn variations and a concerto grosso by Arcangelo Corelli. Support for News next on KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary fundraising gala, Keeping History Alive Since 75, November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details available at watkinsmuseum.org. It's KPR.
Live.